Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we have a really great show for you. First, a shout out to Lee and Stone. They're out at the ASTD conference out in Washington, D.C. right now. They should be broadcasting live and from there. But we have a great show for you here today. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Jamie Pughes, the founder and CEO of the Startup Store, and Jane Goldner, PhD, president and CEO of the Goldner Group. But first up on High Velocity Radio, we have Candy Sugarman, executive director with Visions and New Institute. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys do at Visions Anew and sort of just a little background about yourself and how you got to the point where you are now.
Okay. Well, Visions Anew Institute, the easiest way for me to describe it is to say the mission statement, which is we offer resources, education, and support to families divorcing. Families divorcing are one of the highest demographics in our society, unfortunately, with divorce, first marriages ending, 50% ending in divorce,
wow.
And second marriages, 70% ending in divorce. And it's a very unserved demographic because divorce affects every aspect of your life. It affects your working ability. It affects your emotional life. It affects everything about your life. It affects your finances. And so it's a time in one's life when they need a lot of support, both emotionally and on the business side, because divorce is a business and an emotion.
Definitely.
And you're at your lowest emotional state making some of the most important decisions about your life and about the future of your children.
Well, that's a really interesting concept that you bring up, too. And when you're getting into a marriage, too, it's a really hormonal, emotional thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you're basically going to business with someone over
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it really is. No one thinks about it beforehand. They don't realize they're sharing all their assets now and everything
mm-hmm.
they've done over an emotional response. So
mm-hmm.
you're definitely right that that's a difficult decision.
And then, yeah, and then when it flips to the end of the relationship, the business part becomes the most important thing, because you've got to figure out how your children are going to be supported, how they're going to go to college if they're 3 years old. You've got to be thinking about 20 years from now and making good decisions. And unfortunately, we have our culture has a knee-jerk reaction to just go to an attorney. And
mm-hmm.
while we need our attorneys and we love our attorneys, they're not the only person that a divorcing couple needs to go to.
Definitely.
Because what we do and what our founder, Margot Swan, what her idea was to create a team. When someone is going through a divorce, they need to create a team around them, and they need to become the CEO of their own divorce. So, yes, they need an attorney, but they need a financial planner. They need an insurance person, someone expert
yeah,
on the insurance issues. If there's property or homes, they need a real estate people to help them
yeah.
figure out what to do with the house. And so – and a therapist – to deal with the emotional side.
Yeah.
So we that's what we teach people, and that's the resources that we offer on our website is all of those divorce professionals and divorce industries are offered to people. And then we also do educational pieces where those professionals will come in and speak for – we do one-day seminars where they'll come in and speak on all the different issues that one needs to be aware of. And what we're – our thrust is and what we want to do is to – We don't support divorce.
Mm-hmm.
We support the people who are being divorced.
Definitely.
And we want them, and what the culture we want to change about divorce is for people to do it with dignity and integrity and understand that their children are watching and that their children are being affected by it and that to get through it as best they can without fighting and rancor and ugliness is going to be better for everybody.
Definitely. Well, I love that your founder really, she found a pain point in this industry that everyone really thought about, and now she's trying to really serve that, and she's solving a huge problem. Because like you said, people at this point, their emotional state is down, they can't think straight, and having sort of maybe someone put out a roadmap, it sounds like you guys make a roadmap,
right.
And you're like, here are great trusted vendors that you can go
right.
to, and we can get this done really easily.
Very well said, Kevin.
Definitely.
That's exactly what we're doing.
So sort of walk me through an engagement, how you guys engage your customers, how you're getting the word out about this, and especially with a topic that people don't like to talk about.
Right, right. It's a very hard topic to talk about. I can't get any companies to let me come in and do a lunch and learn because they don't, they don't feel like their employees would want to attend that. But 90% of our referrals come from therapists.
Okay.
You know, that's probably pretty much the first place someone goes when they're, you know, blindsided by their divorce. Because mostly it's a blind side.
Yeah.
People don't like ease into divorce. It's generally a shock. And so they end up at a therapist's office. And so we market a lot to therapists through the Metropolitan Atlanta Therapist Network. And I just this past weekend was in Athens at the Georgia Psychological Association conference meeting therapists. And we have support groups. And so the therapists will send their clients to our support group. Our support groups are not therapeutic. They are literally that. They are support groups. We all know that historically getting around other people that are going through the same thing that you're going through is creates support.
Yeah.
And divorcing people tend to lack support because their friends kind of disappear or don't know who to side
with.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, your girlfriends are afraid of having you around their husbands. It gets very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And so it's the support groups are highly attended and very, very important for these folks who are going through this. And we've 15 years we've been in operation. For 14 of those, we served women. Last year, we started serving men. It is kind of like turning the Titanic to change the culture, but we're
Definitely.
Working on it. And I do want to give a plug to our new men's support group, which is starting in Marietta. And tomorrow, Wednesday night, the 7th, is the first meeting for that one. So we have the support groups. People come to the support groups, and at the support groups, they begin to learn about the programs that we have. And we have educational programs, as I said earlier, where they can come to a one-day seminar and hear professionals speak on all the different aspects of what they need to understand and what they need to be facing and what they need to be thinking about. And then in the afternoon of that seminar, they get a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with an attorney.
Wow.
And a 30-minute one-on-one consultation with a financial expert.
It's huge.
And for $89 for the day, it's
Fantastic.
A great
That's a
value.
Great value.
Yeah, for folks
Good
who.
For you.
Yeah. And so our marketing right now is mostly in social media. We have the Swarm group, which is helping us with our social media with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And that's how we're kind of trying to get out into the community because really, and this is such a great opportunity for me because
yeah.
really what we want is for folks to call us before they call an attorney.
Definitely.
So that we can guide them sort of in a direction of, you know, a good attorney for first of all, and but plus all the other aspects that they need to be thinking about.
Well, I think it's really huge that you're doing this, like a support group for guys. That really stood out to me, especially because guys, we're hard-headed. We have big egos. We don't go into it. Saying going to a support group, that's tough for us. That's a big
yes,
leap for
right.
you guys to get out there and do that. And I guess, I guarantee you guys are fostering a very trust-built
yes.
organization. And other guys, actually, we don't hang out together. We don't find
yes.
those kind of groups. But having that kind of support and getting to hang out with other guys, and we might go to a football game with them or something that someone's going through the same things we are, that's,
yes.
that's huge.
Yes. Well, culturally, it's sort of believed that women are the ones who are being most affected by divorce.
Yeah.
But in fact, the statistics right now are the highest demographic of people initiating divorce is women right now.
Wow.
Breadwinning women are initiating more divorces. So there are men who are being blindsided and who are being hurt and who are, their lives are being torn out from under them as well. So we're very excited to start serving.
So in your ideal world, because this is really important, I think it sounds sort of ironic, but if you were getting married, it'd be good to go through one of these classes. Like
yeah.
it should be required to go through about this, learn about all the stuff that happens if you're going to get it. Here are the consequences if you're going to get a divorce mm-hmm. and all the stuff you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to get married? Do you love this person mm-hmm. enough, or do you want to be a business partner with this person enough to do that?
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea, and it's something that I'm kind of working on. Of putting in sort of a preventive piece. You know, what you're saying is
yeah.
before people get married, which is a great idea, and everyone should go through, and most people do go through some kind of marriage counseling. But, you know, the brain and the hormones are just not thinking about the end of this. They don't believe that they will ever come. So, but I am trying to put into one of my dreams, and of course I'm planning to go national in 5 years with Visions Anew because it's that needed across the country. But it's to put in a component at the beginning when someone calls, say, is there any chance that you two could meet? Would you meet with these professionals? And is there any chance you might save it? Because I think that we can change our culture to start saving marriages. And though we work in the divorce world, our goal is to end divorce.
Definitely.
So, you know, I know of people, I'm one of them, who had come to a place in marriage where it was on the surface over, but was willing, my husband and I were willing to stay in there and work on it and look at it and have come out on the other side after some really hard stuff, but in a better place.
Definitely.
Good for you.
And it's because, and I was mentioning this to Jamie earlier, it's because both of us were willing to look at our own part of the problem. And that is what often does not happen.
Yeah.
And so we want to put that component in there of possible prevention.
Well, I love what you're doing. Have you thought about positioning it differently, marketing it as, hey, if you spend 15 minutes with us, you're 70% more likely not to get a divorce, and position it that way so they come in and you might run them through some questions and different stuff, or have something, rename whatever a prenup is for wedding planning kind of stuff. Like, have you thought about doing anything like that?
No, but it's a good idea, and it's just a germ of an idea right now.
Yeah.
For me to start this preventative piece, but I like what you're saying. That's a great.
But I think if you just angle it like that, saying, "Hey, you come talk to us 20-30 minutes, you have this percentage chance of having a more successful marriage." I don't think anyone would say, "Well, no, I'm not going to go do that." They'll say, "Hey, let's go do that," and then you can ask them questions. Well, what happens if this happens? What happens if this happens? And get them thinking about those things that could happen later on, and then they're going to plan it, and they'll start building just things in their brain that are going to help them prevent that later
on.
It's
a tremendous idea. I'm going to take it.
All right. Perfect.
Driver's education.
So what's next for you guys? What are you guys doing in 2014?
Well, growing the men's portion of our organization, one of the marquee pieces that we have is our Divorce Survival Weekend, which of course has been only for women up until now.
That sounds really interesting.
It's very interesting, and it's the piece where we are most proud of, because we transform lives with that weekend. We take that business piece and that emotional piece and put them together on the weekend. Women come to the weekend on Friday, and it's at a retreat center north of the city, a very bucolic environment. And most of them are, you know, sad, mad, whatever negative space they're in. And we let them on Friday night. We kind of have a pajama party, and we let them – that's the only time we tell them that they can, like, tell their story.
Okay.
And be in their negative space. And from that, the rest of the weekend, we're going to go positive. And we have training. We have the professionals come in. But in the afternoon and evening of Saturday, we do rituals and ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
And rituals and ceremonies have been proven to be very transformational in people, taking up people from one emotional space to another.
Definitely.
And we literally bring women from that negative emotional space and start having them see a new vision for their lives, hence our name, Visions Anew. It's the whole point is to get them to see this terrible thing has happened. It is devastating to your life, but there is life beyond it, and we want you to start to think and look toward that.
That's huge. It must be fun waking up every day knowing that you're helping change people's lives and getting them in a more positive space.
It is, Kevin. It really is.
So how would our listeners reach out if they want to learn more, contact you guys, or if they're maybe having any of these problems?
Our website, which is pretty easy, visionsanew.org. They can call 770-953-2882.
All right. Well, thank you so much. How about hanging out with us while we visit with our next guest?
I'd be happy to. Thank you,
Congrats.
Kevin.
All right. Next up on High Velocity Radio, we have Jamie Pughes, the founder and CEO of The Startup Store. Welcome to the show, Jamie. You were sitting there very, very quietly shaking your head or nodding your head and taking notes, and you're very enthusiastic, so thank you.
I'm very excited to be on the show. It occurred to me driving in this morning that your very own Desiree Scales helped me get The Startup Store rolling. 5-6 years
ago. She is absolutely amazing. So.
She is. High energy, and was a great initiative for me in the beginning. The Startup Store now has evolved into 14 professionals, all with big corporate backgrounds, but now all work part-time at discounted rates to help growing businesses with LLC formation and business plans, QuickBooks payroll and tax returns. And now we're even into website and mobile app development, as well as social media management.
That's huge right there.
So a lot of it's back-end services. So new business owners can focus on marketing and ramping up their business. But it's become a one-stop shop to help startups ramp up quicker. And we're doing it at rates, every one of our rates is less than $100 an hour. So
okay, so that's huge too. So you're making it affordable, because these guys with startups don't have that much money. They do have that huge pain point of not knowing. They have an idea and they're like, well, how, and they have a problem they want to solve. And they're like, well, how do I do this? And you guys take care of the logistics so they can sort of just hit the ground running and focus on that.
Their idea is usually what they're good at. And, you know, these services that we offer is what we've all done. You know, my group for years and years, and because we're a one-stop shop and most of our clients purchase multiple services, we can do it at discounted rates and help them get ramped up quicker, which has become a bigger and bigger thing nowadays with social media and the other channels that allow new companies, startups, to get up and running so much quicker. If you take 90 days to get rolling, your competitor often is leaping
already
ahead
out the
of
door,
you.
Exactly. Right. Well, I love the name too. It gives a good visual of going into a store and you come out with your own very own startup. So I love that. Where are you getting your customers from? I know Atlanta right now. We got Atlanta Tech Village, Hypopotas. We have a lot of different great startup incubators here in town. How are you guys sort of reaching those customers?
We're getting our business through referrals, as well as thestartupstore.com. And to ramp up quickly, I firmly believe you need to do both the offline networking to generate referrals,
definitely,
as well as the online marketing to drive prospects through the website. So,
do you guys have any kind of maybe educational piece? Because there's a lot of people out there that it sounds really glamorous. You look at all these people. You look at the people like David Cummings and all these people that have grown these huge businesses. You're like, oh, I want to be an entrepreneur. That's awesome. I'm going to have a yacht. I'm going to do this. And it's going to be all fun and games.
20-hour work weeks.
Exactly.
Right?
They're like, I only have to work a few hours a day. And you're like, well, no, that's not really how it works. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you have to do. You got to go talk to people. You got to knock on doors. You got to do a lot of things being an entrepreneur. Do you have that sort of that vetting process before they invest a bunch of money and time in something that might not work?
We do offer a free consultation for all of our services, so that's one piece of it. One of our newest services that's become our hottest service is something called a social media audit.
Okay.
Where the Startup Store now provides a bound report that has very specific details with respect to a new business's online presence.
Okay.
It's a full analysis with strategy recommendations, and that's not just how many Twitter followers do you have and how many Facebook page likes do you have, but it gets into the details of free business listing sites. You know, is your address on there correctly? Or if there is, unfortunately, a negative review out there, have you responded to that review? And where we go with the recommendation is to get people to consider 80% of their content, whether it's on the website or in a blog, to be connecting oriented rather than selling oriented.
Because
nobody wants another sales call.
People want relationships. They don't want a sales pitch, really.
Exactly. And to build that relationship, right, you've got to establish trust. And one way to do that is just connecting through something as simple as, you know, I'm also a dog lover, right?
Even though
that may not have anything specific to do with setting up an LLC, but if you connect and build trust, you've got an opportunity to have a prospect become warm and eventually become a client.
Definitely, and I think you bring up a good point there, is the relationship is so key, even for the people that are going to help you build this business, because there's so many people in Atlanta that are passionate about helping small businesses grow, so many organizations, but if you're not building those relationships with those people, they're not going to help you. I mean, there's so many places that I know Thai Atlanta, they'll have people that have exited from $500 million companies that started from the ground up that'll donate their time for free to talk to you, but if you're not talking to these people and meeting them, you're missing out on all this free advice and the avoidance of scar tissue, really.
I think you're right on. I think it started, I think, with blogging, but now with all the social media channels providing information that can be used as tools to grow for the prospects that are out there is a way to connect versus just do a hard sell and pray that they convert.
Definitely. Well, let's give some advice to our listeners out there that might be interested in probably coming out of the corporate world and starting their own company. I mean, you mentioned earlier about starting an LLC and talked about the importance of that, maybe the importance of getting employees. So if you just give them some advice.
With respect to employees, the Startup Store promotes using independent contractors as long as you can. Having employees for small businesses, it increases the time and expense required to comply with all the requirements the government has put on the backs of small business owners. So we advise that. We advise staying simple. LLCs are a simple and affordable way to get liability protection and tax savings. Sub-S corps are running into trouble more and more with the IRS for not having enough payroll. They've got the recurring costs of a separate business tax return and annual minutes that they should be having done.
All right. So what's next for you guys? How are you guys going to continue to grow? And what's the overall world domination plan for the startup store?
Well, to date, the startup store, our services have been offered a la carte. Going forward, I see entrepreneurs looking to get ramped up even quicker than they are now. And we'll need to meet that need with a bundled startup package of services to assist them in ramping up even quicker. I mean, I see, you know, 90-day startups having to start up in 48 hours and be competitive and up and running in 48 hours here very shortly. So
that's huge. Well, I think you're very forward-thinking in this, because I think now, I mean, you're looking at to attain the American dream and to retire and all this, you really have to start your own company. There's no more getting to a big corporation, staying there for 50 years and retiring. You need to people need to start their own companies and do their own thing now, and that's the most profitable thing they can do.
It's exciting. I think, you know, the administration, what's happened with health care and retirement plans, I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't see the benefits with the big corporations anymore, and that's just enough to push them over the edge and do what they've always wanted to do. And it's not a 20-hour-a-week job, but it can be fun if you love what you do and focus on marketing and ramping up the business and letting somebody like the startup store handle the back-end services.
Well, you bring up a good point. It's not a 20-hour one, but it might be a 60-hour, but you get to choose the 60 hours you work. So if you want to make your son's football game, you can make sure that you're not working right then, and you can put in hours at other places, which that's the flexibility and the freedom that people really like about it.
Exactly.
So how do our listeners reach out, learn more, look at all the services that you offer, and really go out there and start their companies?
TheStartupStore.com is a great place to get an overview of our service offerings, as well as the team of specialists and their background, including credentials, et cetera. Our main phone number, 404-381-1550. And Kevin, thank you so much. Well, this has been exciting.
Thanks for joining us. And I mean, this goes to all our guests. We'd love to have you guys back. If you're doing anything new or exciting, or you want to promote any kind of conference or anything, we'd love to have you back and get the word out about it. So.
All right.
Well, last but definitely not least, no stranger to the Business Radio X Mike, we have Jane Goldner, PhD, President and CEO of the Goldner Group. And she's here to talk about her book, You Can Have Your All. And you guys can't see it, but on the cover, the word "it" is crossed out and replaced by "your," which I think is very cool.
Thank you for pointing that out.
No problem whatsoever. Well, welcome back to the show. I know you've been on before on Growth Matters with Michelle Matthews, but just tell our listeners that didn't listen to that show a little bit about your background and yourself.
I actually came out of corporate America and formed my own consulting firm lots and lots of years ago. And for the first 25 years of that, my firm, we were working with senior leaders and helping them with their leadership style to make major change and transition in their companies, all sizes, all industries. And a couple of years ago, I just decided to pursue my passion, and that is helping women in leadership, emerging women leaders who want to figure out their all. I got tired of the discussion because there's been so much about whether women can or can't have it all, as though there's some universal it all for all women.
Yeah.
And if I can borrow your term about high velocity.
Definitely.
For some women, their high velocity is leaning in. For some, it's leaning back. And for some, it's leaning out.
Well, I love that, too, because you're really breaking it out, and there isn't one answer for everyone. And I had my stepmom and my mom growing up both started their own businesses, and I had to watch them struggle and fight through all that to do that. So I think what you're doing is great. And so tell me a little bit about your book, Women Driven to Success, You Can Have Your All.
It's a combination of how did we become everything to everybody? Mm-hmm. And if you think back in time, we started as gatherers. And then we had some trailblazers, Joan of Arc, Betsy Ross, Charlotte Ray, who was actually the first African-American female attorney in the late 1800s, which most people don't know. And fast forward to World War II, and we had Rosie the Riveter telling us, we can do it.
Yeah.
And so we went to shipyards and munitions plants, and we did it.
Yeah.
But then the men came home from war, and we were sent home. And then we had our current trailblazers that we all know. So you fast forward to today, and we're actually doing dishes and diapers and million-dollar deals.
Yeah.
And we've become everything to everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's okay. So the first part of the book talks about how did we get there, that it's not okay to be everything to everybody, and how do we figure out our all. The second part of the book actually walks you through in workbook style, how do you figure out your all, and then what are the how do you move through the six essentials to get it.
Definitely. I love that. Well, you're definitely breaking down gender roles, which I absolutely think is really important. I mean, having a guy changing diapers and staying at home with the kid is definitely not a bad thing, and I'm seeing that more and more nowadays. And having the wife making all the money and owning the company and being the CEO, those are becoming more norms, which I'm liking. But there's still a lot of bad things in the industry. It's still hard for women, isn't it?
It is still hard for women, but I interviewed 14 successful senior-level women, and I asked them, you know, tell me about your family. Tell me about what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And, in fact, there's one woman who has this phenomenal corporate career, and she's supported by a stay-at-home husband who takes care of the three kids. Some are in traditional marriages, and some are in marriages where they share responsibility mm-hmm. at home. I'm one of those women. I'm a baby boomer, so I started before this was really trendy. Yeah. I went back to work when each of my sons was 8 weeks old.
Okay.
And so my husband's a better cook than I am, so he cooks the dinners. He doesn't like to stand at the sink, so I wash the dishes. When my sons and my husband needed something ironed, they learned how to iron because I told them I wasn't born with an iron in my hand. And so we didn't have the traditional family, and we're seeing more and more of that. And it's like Sheryl Sandberg in her book Lean In said, the most significant decision you'll make, to your point, Candy, is who's your partner?
Yeah.
Because that can really affect your all.
Definitely. And I like what you say there, the traditional family, what is that? Nowadays it's like trying to put a square peg in a circle hole. And I like the point you point out that people need to play to their strengths. If you're a guy and you're good at cooking and you're good at ironing.
I can't even say it.
No, I got that mental block there. If you're good at that, go ahead and do that. And everyone should play to their strengths and find a partner that really makes up for all your weaknesses, and that can solve a lot of problems.
Or is willing to compromise and not go along gender-specific roles.
Exactly.
And it's really been interesting, Kevin. I've heard from mainly millennial men, some young Gen Xers, who are saying, you wrote this book for women, but it applies to me. I don't want to do what my parents did. I don't want to work 80 hours a week and compromise my family life. And there's not a whole lot of discussion around, look, men were put in stereotypical roles. And I'm sure, or maybe you can identify with the fact that from very early on, you're supposed to be the primary breadwinner.
Yeah.
But there's no discussion about, okay, but then you had a trade-off, or older men had a trade-off of not being around their family and missing those sporting events and their kids and missing the parent-teacher discussions. So this also applies to them as well, and it's great to hear from young men. And I have a married son who has 2.5-year-old twins. He is very present in their lives.
Well, yeah, and I completely agree with you. I had to watch that growing up with one of my sets of family where the father was trying to be the breadwinner, and it put so much pressure and stress on him that, I mean, I didn't want that. I wanted an equal household. I wanted both people. If you have dual income, it's logical. If you have a strong dual income, you can do so much more. You can have more opportunities. You can travel more. You can do more for your kids. I mean, we really need to break down these traditional norms and go into things that are more just they're logical. They make more sense.
And it's based around what the people want in their lives. It's what's your all. And one of the women in my book, for example, was a high-powered partner in a large professional services firm. She was working 70 hours a week. She was traveling. And I just had lunch with her a few months ago, and she said, you know, I have two young children. They're only going to be young once. I just negotiated with the senior partners to lean back, and she's working 35 hours a week.
That's huge.
This is what's important to her in her life, which brings up the point of, depending on which chapter you are in your life, your priorities change. And so you really need to sit back and think about what's important to me at this point, and how do I negotiate getting that?
Definitely. Well, let's dig a little deeper into the book. We've been talking around it, but how do you discover your all? Sort of break down the book and how it helps these people out.
Okay. The first and most important piece is to define your core. We're so used to thinking about a core for companies, for organizations. They have a mission, vision, set of values that they base all their decisions around. But what we don't think about is each of us need to have an individual core. What's our mission? What's our purpose? Not just in work, but in life. So for me, it's to help other people learn as I continue my own learning. And that's true whether I'm talking to my husband, I'm talking to my sons, I'm talking to a coaching client or a corporate client.
Yeah.
And if I'm working my mission on all cylinders based on the driven to success, my vision then is what I could be at my best, what I would be happy if people said about me. And for me, it's that I'm a light that guides people down unforged paths, always showing them how much they can be. It's about potential. And then everybody has values that they say are important, but essentially you have 3 to 5 key values that, backed against the wall, you wouldn't compromise, not even for $1 million.
Yeah.
And for me, it's family, integrity, and health. And they've helped me make some really important decisions in my career. I worked for a Fortune 60 company. My division was sold. They offered me an opportunity to go into corporate, a great career opportunity. But my two sons were young, and I wasn't ready to give up all that time with them. So I said, thank you, but I'm going to start consulting, which gave me more flexibility to go to their sporting events, to go to their teacher conferences. And integrity, I've had some clients ask me to operate in the gray area.
Wow.
And I've had to fire them because my ethical base, my integrity would not allow me to do what they're asking me
to
do. And my last value of health is I wake up every day saying, I'm either going to choose to take time to be healthy or I'm going to have to take time to be sick. And I'd rather get up every day and jump on that treadmill or lift weights or do something that keeps me healthy than having to take that time to be sick. And so those three values really drive how I live my life. Now, the core for everybody, it's their North Star. It's their anchor. It stays constant through life. But your priorities around that core may change.
Definitely. Well, I love how you define the core, but it's really just telling people in a very intriguing, engaging way, hey, you need to understand yourself, find your potential, and then you can start building upon it. Because, like me, I have no artistic talents, but if I say, hey, I want to be the top graphic designer in the world, well, that's really unrealistic for me, even though I might really like that lifestyle.
Well, yeah, it depends upon your own gifts and your talents and your passion. But the thing about the core is it helps you make decisions between yeses and nos. And nobody has it all.
Yeah.
It's always about choices and trade-offs. So you're making choices about what's important to you, and at some point you have to say no to things.
Wow. So what's next? You're going to be writing more books? Are you thinking about writing a guide, a man's companion to this one, and teaching people, maybe having like a class for men and women to sort of partner up and see the other side? Or what's next for you?
Well, it's interesting. I've actually been talking with my son, who's a millennial, and I'm a boomer. And so we've been talking about really doing some work together. And maybe we do need to write a book for millennial men. He's
Definitely.
Also an author. And so we've talked about that. But essentially, the rest of this book walks people through the 6 essentials to get your all, which are really important things that you need in your toolkit. So I think I've really created a workbook, a tool for people to do that. And I want to really get the word out about the book, about the coaching one-on-one that I do. I do a lot of speaking in corporations and women's associations. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not quite ready to write my next book. It took me – my first book was published in 2009, and it took me to 2013 to get this one out. So
just wanted to make sure it's perfect.
No. We're trying to move away from perfection, which has been the bane of my existence.
Definitely. So you mentioned your son earlier. You mentioned millennials. Something that's really important to millennials is work-life balance. Do you talk about that in your book at all? Or?
Absolutely. And I want us to get rid of the term work-life balance.
Okay.
It is unrealistic. It's about as achievable as world peace.
I love that. And so
what happens is we think of the scale of justice and that our life ought to be balanced between work and not work every day. And when we don't get it, it affects our self-esteem.
Definitely.
We say, what are we doing wrong? We should have a balanced life. And it's really about, and this is a term that I've coined called role integration.
Okay.
And I'm a role integration coach. Because work is a role you play in life, albeit a big one. But why do we separate that out? It's one of the roles we play.
Definitely.
So how do we take all these roles and sort of like a tapestry, weave them together so over time we have our all? Not every day. We need to reframe over time we can have our all, not every day.
Perfect. Well, can you leave, before we wrap up here, can you leave our listeners with maybe a word of advice and how they can reach out and contact you?
They can go to our website, www.thegoldnergroup.com. I'm on Twitter, The Goldner Group. I have a blog, and everything can be found on the website. And 404-459-2860 is the office number.
In The Goldner Group, you're still doing consulting, correct? Or?
Mainly doing one-on-one coaching and speaking, and the consulting piece is helping corporations kickstart and continue leadership for women. And the book is available on Amazon.
And it'd be beneficial for a corporation to reach out to you. And you can you just talk a little bit about what you talk with and how you help those corporations out when you come in and talk to them?
When I come in and talk, sometimes it's to the women's affinity groups that they formed.
Perfect.
And actually, I just spoke at a major corporation, and it was the women's leadership development group and their bosses, who are mainly men.
That's perfect.
And I watched their eyes open up, because the men aren't always aware of the barriers that women face.
That's a huge point you bring out. They're not aware of it. They're not trying to ignore it or put them down, but they just don't know.
Yeah, and there are a lot of unseen, under the waterline things that go on in companies that keep women from moving, particularly into senior levels and on boards. And so we will morph into including men in our work as well, because we need to make work for everybody.
Well, that's huge, too. And with you coming in and educating everyone about this, it's really helping the company out. And the return on the investment for the company is huge, because getting these women and stuff on board, you're getting people that are super qualified that are being overlooked that can really help advance the company.
Exactly, Kevin. It's exactly right, because I believe there's a statistic that says that 20% of the employable population has 60% of the needed skills.
Wow.
So all these companies are going after that 20%, and there needs to be more women in the pipeline for leadership, because they're extremely talented women, as you said, being overlooked.
And they can multitask, which we can't do. So.
To a great degree, yes.
All right, we'll give that contact information one more time, and thank you so much for being on.
It's www.thegoldnergroup.com. 404-459-2860. The book, as well as the ebook, is on Amazon.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next time on High Velocity Radio.